Okay, how are we doing today? Good. All right. Anything?
How do you account for the slippage in the run defense in recent
years? I think it's not just one thing. I mean, we're working on, you know, things from tackling, to make sure we're tackling, we're driving our feet on contact, misfits to, you know, crack replace. So it's a culmination of things that we feel like we've got to, you know, work on this week as far as, you know, going out and stopping the run, which is going to be our number one goal, to go out and try to stop the run. Well, no, not all we're talking about. I mean, they've still got some guys outside, you know, speed outside, matchup at receiver that, you know, you definitely got to be concerned with. Last week was the first time they came out and really got back to what Rex had done earlier in his career, was sort of the ground and pound. And, I mean, they came out and ran the ball for like 49 times last week. So from that aspect of it, you know, looking at where we are, we think we're going to get a heavy dose of the run this week.
Percy's been involved kind of in pass and in run. How hard is it to account for a talent like that who might not show up on the score sheet every week, but it's always a threat?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be aware of where he's at. I mean, they're playing him at receiver. He's in the backfield playing running back. And they got him motioning coming across in a wildcat. So, you know, they've given him some different jobs within what they're trying to do, trying to give him as many touches as they can. So from that aspect of it, we have to be alert to what he's in package-wise and how they're trying to utilize his skill set, whether it's he's out at receiver catching screens or coming across, handing them the ball on a hand sweep or in the backfield running the bellies. I mean, he's definitely he runs strong after he gets the ball in his hand, so we got to do a good job on him and being alert to where how they're using him and where he's at in each package.
Have to look at some of his other stuff, whether it's with Seattle or even the Vikings, to say like, hey, this is another way they might use him that they haven't yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, they've sort of increased their role with him and what they've asked him to do from week to week, so we definitely have to be conscious of, you know, the different ways that they'll institute him within the formation and how they use him with motion to get him the ball.
Any of the defensive schemes to account for him, or is it just about stressing discipline with him?
I think it's more stressing discipline of, you know, where he's at and what they're trying to do offensively each week. You know, they utilize their personnel differently from matchup to matchup. So from that aspect of it, we just got to be conscious of what they're trying to do schematically against us, really, and what we're asking our guys to do.
George, what do you think Everson Griffin has made the biggest stride since your staff got here?
I think, you know, the one thing we saw with Griff coming in was a guy that, you know, played hard when he played, you know, and I think the biggest thing we've tried to impress upon him, if we can get that, you know, consistently throughout the season, then, you know, the work that he puts in is going to pay off. And I think that's what you see with him. Griff has really paid attention to the detail of the things that we've asked him to do. He comes to work every day, works hard. He takes it to the game on Sunday, and he's able to go out there and perform at that high level. And he's just been consistent throughout the whole season as far as, you know, that aspect of it, as far as coming and performing each Sunday at that level. And it just carries over from week to week.
Some things you can do with him now that maybe you weren't sure you could do with him when you got here?
I think we know him a lot better now than when we first came in, you know, from what we were asking him to do and him going out and actually doing it and seeing him doing it. So I think the trust factor there has really grown a lot during the course of the season. What we're asking him to do and knowing the positions that we're going to put him in, I think it's sort of been a twofold situation of what, you know, why it's developed the way that it has.
Anthony Barr, how's he coming along?
Well, right now he's day-to-day, so we'll have to see how he does, you know, as we just keep progressing through the week.
You know, loss of him and Sharif kind of hurt the run defense.
Well, you know, those are definitely two guys that could be an integral part of what we're doing. Both of them are very productive guys for us. So from that aspect of it, we definitely did miss them. But like any other week, I mean, the next guy's got to come up, and we're not looking for any drop off. We're looking for the same attention to detail and those kind of things. We know players are going to be different and bring different skill sets to the game. But from that aspect of it, we expect the next guy up to come in and fill that role. And for us to be successful, that's what we have to do.
How much Rex has been running the ball, or at least did last week. Does that make a guy like Shamar Stephen, I mean, even without Floyd dealing with injury, that you may use him more in that role?
Shamar, I'll tell you what, this kid has come in, and from week one, you know, starting off, and I think it goes back to the trust factor. The more we've played him, in the run game, the better he's gotten. And he's just stayed consistent throughout the course of the year. So we have no problem putting him in there in the run to be able to play the run. So from that aspect of it, his role has increased, his reps have increased as we've gone through the season and situational, you know, whatever we're facing that week. So from that aspect of it, we have good confidence that he'll keep being consistent as we work through this through the rest of the season. All right. Thanks, guys.